Greetings, friends. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Whenever you go to a meeting, that meeting has an agenda. Or at least it should if it's going to be a successful one. And this agenda means that there are specific items needing to be covered. We know that annually God makes 7 appointments with us for the general purpose of teaching us about His 7-stage plan of salvation for humanity. But what are the specific items needing to be covered during each of these 7 meetings? Well, let's start with Passover, since that's the first annual appointment God wants us to keep with Him. So what is the agenda for Passover? The agenda for Passover is to teach us that Passover pictures love and life through Jesus Christ. I'll repeat that. The agenda for the Passover is to teach us that Passover pictures love and life through Jesus Christ. Now, how is that? Well, we see the awesome love of God in the perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ the Messiah, who voluntarily laid down His life and shed His blood for us. Probably the most recognizable scripture in the world sums up this point best. In John chapter 3, verse 16, it says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, so that whoever believes on Jesus will not perish, but have eternal life." So did you catch all of the points of the agenda in that one statement? Again, the agenda is to teach us that the Passover pictures love and life through Jesus Christ. So let's read John 3:16 again and see if you can pick up on that. In John 3:16 it says, "God so loved," all right, Passover pictures love and life through Jesus Christ. So here's the first part, love. "God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, so that whoever believes on Jesus," that's the second part, because Passover pictures love and life through Jesus Christ. So through Jesus Christ, we have this eternal life. And that's what the scripture says. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, so that whoever believes on Jesus will not perish, but have eternal life." So Passover pictures love and life through Jesus Christ. Every human except Jesus the Christ sinned and therefore deserved to die, because the wages of sin is death, as it says in Romans chapter 6, verse 23. But Jesus, being God in the flesh, never sinned and therefore was qualified to reconcile us to God by paying the death penalty in our stead. Let's review Passover to see these parallels of how Jesus Christ is indeed the Passover Lamb. In Exodus chapter 12, verse 3, it says, "Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th day of this month, every man shall take a lamb for his household." Now notice that Jesus Christ is identified as the Lamb of God. We can see this in John chapter 1, verse 29. This is John chapter 1, verse 29. "John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, 'Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.'" And now in Exodus chapter 12, verse 5, God proclaims that not just any lamb can be sacrificed. God says, "Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year." Consider the words of the Apostle Peter, relating by inspiration of the Holy Spirit that Jesus was a lamb without blemish. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 through 19, Peter writes, "You were not redeemed with corruptible things, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." So therefore you have two parallels so far. First of all, we see that there was a lamb that was slain on Passover, and we see that Jesus is called the Lamb of God. We also see that this lamb was supposed to be without blemish, and we see that Jesus Christ is a lamb without blemish. So now for the third parallel. In Exodus chapter 12, reading in verses 6 through 8, it says, "God proclaims that the blood of the Passover lamb protects us from death. Now you shall keep the lamb until the 14th day of the month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at sunset. And they shall take the blood, and put it on the two doorposts, and on the lintel of the houses where they eat. Then they shall eat the flesh on that night, roasted in fire, with unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs shall they eat it. Continuing in Exodus chapter 12, verses 12 through 14, it says, For I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night, and will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, and against all the gods of Egypt will I execute judgment. I am the Lord. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. So this is where we get this festival, Passover, because God says that when he saw the blood of the lamb on the doorpost covering the house, he said that he would pass over that house. Now, why is he passing over that house? The answer is, it says, And the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. So this day shall be to you a memorial. This is something that they are supposed to remember, the original Israelites, and we, in keeping this same appointment with God, are supposed to remember the lessons from this original Passover, which again we saw too already, that Jesus is the Lamb of God and that he was the Lamb without spot and blemish. And so now we're seeing this third parallel here, and that is that through the blood of the Lamb, people would be spared from death because God would pass over them because he saw the blood of the Lamb and he would spare them from death. So God says in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7 that Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. So that was in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7, where it clearly says that Christ is our Passover and he was sacrificed for us. And then further, just to nail this point home, in John, and this is in 1 John, not the Gospel of John, but the Epistle of John. So in 1 John chapter 1 and in verse 7, it says, The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. And then in Romans chapter 5, verses 8 through 10, it says, That God demonstrated his love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And again, we're seeing that Passover pictures love and life through Jesus Christ. That's what the agenda for this appointment with God is all about, is to teach us that Passover pictures love and life through Jesus Christ. And so it says, God demonstrated his love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. So our agenda for the Passover appointment is to learn that Passover pictures love and life through Jesus Christ. Another point on the agenda I want to cover is the fact that not only did Jesus die for us, but Jesus also lived for us. Consider the words of Matthew chapter 20, verse 28. This is in the book of Matthew chapter 20, verse 28. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. And one of the many ways in which he did that centered around an event that occurred during Jesus' last Passover observance. We can read about this in John chapter 13, verses 4 through 5. This is the book of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verses 4 through 5. Chapter 13 and verses 4 through 5. And here it says, When Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. Jesus rose from supper and laid aside his garments, took a towel, and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he girded himself. So in this act of humility and service, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ humbled himself from master to servant and washed his disciples' feet. Continuing verse 14, Jesus says, If I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. for I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. So Jesus Christ not only died for us, he also lived for us and said that we should have this same type of servant's attitude. And on Passover, we should also wash people's feet because he set that example for us that we should follow. The last point on the agenda is the fact that Christians, i.e., the ones called out of the world to follow Christ, that we should keep the Passover just as Christ did. If we're going to follow Christ, if we're going to be Christians, followers of Christ, we should do just as he did. And did Jesus Christ observe the Passover? Yes, he did. And let's read that about that in Luke chapter 22, and we'll start in verse 8. This is Luke chapter 22 and verse 8. Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare us the Passover, that we may eat." Now in verse 13 through 20 it says, "And they went, and they made ready the Passover. And when the hour was come, Jesus sat down with the 12 apostles. And he said to them, 'With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God.' And Jesus took the cup and gave thanks and said, 'Take.'" And this cup is the cup that had wine in it, and this was symbolic of his blood. And he said, "Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come." And he took the bread, and this bread was unleavened bread, and this bread symbolized his body, which was beaten and broken for our sins, to have forgiveness of sins and for our healing. And he took the bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you." Now notice this next statement: "This do in remembrance of me." God said the same thing to the Israelites. He said that this is a memorial for you. So he says to us, "This do in remembrance of me." So we are supposed to do this. This is one of the appointments that we are to have with God. Now continuing with the scripture, it says, "Likewise also the cup after supper he took, saying, 'This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you.'" The Passover symbols of the bread and the wine represent the body and the blood that Jesus Christ had broken and shed for us in his beating and crucifixion. And this is the lesson of the Passover. That's why I can say that the Passover pictures love and life through Jesus Christ, because it is the love of God that allowed Jesus Christ to die for our sins so that we could have life. Again, the Passover pictures love and life through Jesus Christ. So that wraps up the agenda for our first appointment. Your next appointment with God is the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and we'll discuss that in our next program. Thanks for joining me on this program. May God be in you.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.